A person who would have a powerful influence on your money gets a hearing on Capitol Hill today. I'm David Brancaccio. The Senate Banking Committee holds a session today to hear directly from Lael Brainard, tapped by President Biden to become the vice chair of the Federal Reserve. Biden has called her one of the country's leading macroeconomists. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer joins us from Washington here. Nancy, give us a sense of Brainard's focus, if confirmed.
Well, she's been very outspoken on the need for the Fed to have a bigger role in preparing the financial system for the impacts of climate change. So things like including risks from climate change and bank stress tests. In prepared remarks for the hearing, Brainard says she would be an independent voice at the Fed. Remember, she's already a Fed governor, and she's voted against loosening rules from the Dodd-Frank financial reform law.
Against. And how primed is she to raise interest rates?
She supports a go-slow approach. She's very concerned about income inequality. And when the Fed raises interest rates, it slows down the economy. It's harder for businesses and consumers to borrow money so they don't spend as much. And Brainard wants to be sure the Fed doesn't raise rates too much too soon while the lowest income workers are still trying to find jobs.
Yeah. And at her hearing today, maybe more hints about interest rates ahead?
Possibly. Today's hearing comes just a day after the Labor Department reported the highest inflation rate in 40 years. Earlier this week at his confirmation hearing, Fed Chair Jerome Powell said the Fed wouldn't hesitate to raise interest rates if inflation looked like it was getting out of hand. Brainard can expect to be asked about that.
All right, Nancy, thank you. The Internal Revenue Service needs a favor from you. Maybe this year, file electronically and pay attention to the stuff they send you in the mail. The tax season starts on the 24th, a week from Monday, and the IRS, you see, is still swamped from the last tax year, Marketplace's Amanda Peacher reports.
Last year during tax season, the IRS phone systems received more than four times the number of calls it usually does. And many people don't get through.
It's nuts.
Lisa Edgecombe is a tax preparer in Colorado.
Like, you call in and you put it on speakerphone and you walk away.
Part of the problem, says Howard Gluckman with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center, is that the IRS employs tens of thousands of people.
And getting those people to work for a relatively low pay at what is, you know, not the most exciting job in the world is not easy right now.
Another issue, Gluckman says, is the agency's outdated technology.
It sounds like a joke, but it's actually true that one of the reasons why the IRS data system is so difficult to hack is because it's so outdated. It uses computer programming language that no one remembers anymore.
The IRS requested a budget increase for 2022 to upgrade technology and increase staffing. And with the pandemic, the IRS suddenly had new responsibilities. It had to distribute stimulus payments and the advanced child tax credit, says Erica York with the Tax Foundation.
All of that goes far beyond collecting revenue, and it requires a lot more resources than what the IRS has right now.
And that's why the agency is urging people to get organized, says USC accounting professor Greg Kling.
I would say it's a way to brace the taxpayer. This is how busy season is going to look. We're underfunded. We have issues. You know, please do all that you can.
In the meantime, when tax preparer Lisa Edgecombe does have to get on the line with someone from the IRS, she's empathetic.
I can sort of hear the tiredness in their voice when they answer.
Her tack is to try to get them to laugh before talking taxes. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are little changed now, plus a 0.1% or 48 points for the Dow future. Crude oil, $82.66 a barrel, the highest in 2 months. The trade stocks and options by mobile app company Robinhood is telling employees they can work from home forever. And ever? Like the Marines, once you're a Robinhood working from home employee, it seems you'll always be one. After a COVID reappraisal, Robinhood says it's becoming a, quote, remote-first company, which will allow it to tap the best talent wherever they want to live. You know how computer printers are built with little spies that know if you're trying to put in a Brand X ink cartridge? Well, now some Canon printers won't recognize official Canon ink cartridges, making owners unhappy who just spent $54.99 to get four colors of ink. The problem traces back to the worldwide shortage of microchips caused by pandemic distortions in the supply chain. The internet is on fire about the printer thing. There's a pretty simple workaround, but you have to look it up for your printer. Supply chain backorders are costly and clearly frustrating, but they're an opportunity for some firms that help companies navigate these chains. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
In the best of times, a lot of businesses have a hard time seeing very far down or up their supply chains. Like, they know who their suppliers are, but they don't know who their suppliers' suppliers are or their customers' customers. And during the pandemic especially, that's caused a lot of problems. Like, a company's product could be all ready to go, but then the packaging supplier ghosts them out of nowhere because one of their suppliers shut down. There are now companies popping up to help map supply chains, or at least supply intelligence and data. A startup called Project 44 was just valued at $2.4 billion. Interos, which uses AI to model supply chains, is valued at more than $1 billion. And in general, companies are just paying more attention to where they are in the supply web. And what this all means is that maybe in a few years, when the pandemic is behind us, we might have much better supply chains. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
We are the people who make supply chains interesting. The Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.